We are on Daf, Ayin Hey Amid Beis, Ayin Hey Amid Allah. The Gemara brought down the Memra of Reish Lakish, that Tavla Mesev Tandum La Mesev Armalo, that a woman is not so makbid about her husband as long as she's married. Abaya Omar, Abaya said, now he was going to have chidushim, that even though the husband is a pochus, she's still maskim to be married to him. The shum shimona gavre, she has a husband that's tall as an ant, that means he's a midget, is kurseho bei charoso romilo, but she can now sit together with all the noshim gedoyleis, because she's also married. What does Rashi say? The shum shimona gavre moshel hadyitu. Mi shabala kotten kenamola. Kurseho bei charoso romilo. Kiso bei nasoreis. Benois choyrin meishibe. She puts her benkel together with all the sorays, klaima, kamli bal kamoichem, she's the same miyuchesas. Rav Popper Omar, the napsa gavro, if her husband, by profession, he's menapitz tzemer, which was, also an umnis shveila prusa, Tikrayo Bisyofe Bova Vitesiv. So she'll stand on the threshold of the house and she'll call out her husband, he should come to her. She'll sit together with him. She's not at all ashamed of his profession, anumnis. What does Rashi say? Namso Menafis Sema, Vumnis Mausahi. Tikraya b'siyofe bove v'teisev. Ain't a boisha likroisei or miften habaye. She calls them. She's not ashamed with him. Leishev shom etzloi b'fnei hakel. Ravashi omar dekalso gavro. If she has a husband that's mimishpachas doifi, that means the Moisef Rashi brings down Shemetz Psul Mishpoch. It is Pikpukim, and it could be he's from the Apostle of Mishpoch. It is Mamzeres, it is Dost. It's Pikpukim. And she's happy with him. Leiboy, she won't even ask Taufachi Lekidro. She won't even ask him that he should give her lentils to eat, that means, which is, she won't even demand that. Abi, she's married. Kulso mimishpachas doifi, talfucha adashim shemachal kal, vein chasorin kis kolkach, en ishele simenu, ach yikore shmoi oleo. As long as she's married to him, that's sufficient. Now the Gemara says, "Amuim de kezach tone vekulon mezaneis vetoileis bebaleim." So Rashi says, "Vekulon mezaneis vetoileis bebaleim kol elu shebaleim shvolim." Their husbands are take their second grade citizens. Umareis lahem chibe, and she doesn't bear an eyelash; it doesn't bother her. Eine elo shemizanis tachteyem shemis abreis hentelis esuber bebal. So memele, she derives something from her husband, and because of that she's mavat on everything. Veneichlem banoshin kolshein, so it doesn't matter who they are, lefi shemizanis tachteyem. Zach de Gemara weiter. Kol mulim mumim shepoislim bekahanim. We hear in the Mishnah, the word mum is very unclear. It's a vague terminology. So the Mishnah said, that the mumen, which are mafkia the kedushin, kamumen hapoislim bekahanim poislim benoshim. These are the mumim that passel by noshim. Agabuch and Shulchan Aruch Simalam Atesit says if there's a mum that's not from these mumim, Zilu he says he meant it, and I meant this mum, and it's Gornish McGornish. There's certain mumim that it seems Chazal or Meshai, this a person is Makbedan. And if it doesn't fall into this category, it's Gornish. Tone, we learned, he sifu alayim, that Chazal were moisiv, not only the mumim that passel by kahanim, passel by noshim, but they added on, zeyo, if she sweats profusely, Rashi says, zeyem, zoye tomit, she's always sweating, vishume, shume is a word, and there's a bad odor that comes out from her mouth. So memele, so even though by kahanim there's no such psul, but by noshim this is apostles. So memele, he said, "Amanasha im b'chom mumin, izichem meant to be kavel these mumin also." Frak the gemore vahani bekahani loy posli. These are not posel by kahanim, was nam, we learned, azokein, vahacheilem. Now, I saw in the Meiri, azokein means that because of zikne, when he stands, he trembles. And vahacheile, the same thing, that because of the chayli, when he stands, he trembles. Amezuim. And the person who's mezuim, in the Meisuf Rashi says he's masriach, is, so all these things, God, the Mishnah is speaking about a behemoth. Osnan, we learned in another Mishnah, mumen eilu ben kvuyin ben oivrin psulim ba'odo. And the Gemara understood that Reach HaPeh and Zeyeh, that falls into the category of Mezuim. So Memele, so why are you saying Hisifu Aleihem? This is not an addition to the Mishnah. It's not Hisifu, this is what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Psulim that are Pasles, the Mumin, the Pasel Kahanim, Pasel Noshim, so a Mezuim is possible by a kohen to do the avoid if he's a mezuin. So zayim reyach haper is also a mezuin. Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina leikashe. Kam b'zeyo iveres, kam b'zeyo she'en iveres. Now there's a big machlokes harishonim. What pshat is in Rabbi Yosi's teretz? Rashi doesn't say anything, but the Shittim Kibetzes brings down a Rashi in Madure Kame and the Rivosh. Now it seems from the Shita as follows. Let us see Rashi, Zeye Zoye Tomid. Let's see the Rashi. Shume Varura Abort Hazokim V'chilom HaMezum Gabim U'mibheimetnan וכסל כדאי תחזי יברי חפר דאודם בכלל מזוים. They're the same. So the Gemara answers, קם בזי יעברס, קם בזי יעשעין יעברס. So the Shittim Mekabetzes seems to say as follows. זי, we said, זי תמיד. Why did Rashi say Zaya Tamid? Because everyone perspires at certain times. But this is a mum of Zaya Tamid. So the Gemara answers, this tamid we have to take with a grain of salt. It's zayet tamid, mamish tamid, without a hefsig, you're right, that's a mezuim. No, here we're speaking about Zeya Iveres. Now, Zeya Iveres means that there are itim that it's Iver. That's the Loshen of the Shittim Bekebetzes. Yitak, it's Zeya Tomid. Vivravadi de Zeya Tomid. Because else it's Bechlal Naramun. Rube Da'ome Hochino. There are times when everyone perspires. Umiyu Li'itim Iveres. But there are some times that it stops. It's not, it's like, oh, Tomid, but it's not Tomid. There are times that it stops. So what? So, the Shittim Kibetza says that Sobaya Koyin, if he'll do the Avoide when it, he's not sweating, so it's kosher. We're speaking about a Zeya that is Taka, there's Itim when it stops. So a Koyin and those Itim can do the Avoide. A Shenken and Isha is, you can't look at those Itim, she's married for good. I mean, so since most of the time she sweats profusely, so Mamela, so that's a mum. That's the teretz of the Gemara. That's the Taisei Everest. Now, that what it says, it says in the Mishnah, Mumin Elu Bein Kvuyim Bein Oivrin Psulin. Bein Oivrin Psulin. So what does that mean? So that means to say that a Kohen, when he's sweating, he's possible to do the Avoid, even though it's Oivrin. That means it's not a Dovo Tamidi, but if he's in this matzav of sweating, so it's like apostle. But there is Lamaisa Zmanim when a Kohen is kosher to do the Avodah when it stopped. And then Isha, so that Kad Bezeya Iveres, Kad Bezeya Sheina Iveres. So we're Moisif, Afilo Azeya Iveres, that's also a Mum. By Isha. Bavashi Omar Zeya Amizuim Koromis. You're asking a kasha zeya amizuim koromis. It's like you're comparing the two. Osom gabi kahanim efshelo obro bikiyua dechamro mereya chapena mi efshel denoket tupelo bepumei povid aveide. Avo gabi ishe lo yefshel. So Ravashi is Lucheira seems to be saying as follows. Now we could learn that Zeya is Zoya Tomit. That means Mitzido, she has this Choyli or this Mum, she's always perspiring. Which is Take Mizuim. That's called you're right, that falls into the gather of Mizuim. Or she always has a bad breath. There's nothing, you can't do anything about it. I mean, that's her matzav. She always says a reyach hapeh. But there are artificial means to take away the zuema of this zeya and of the reyach hapeh. That means, by reyach hapeh, you can stick pilpule bepume, you can stick something that will disguise the reyach. Or be mevatel the reyach. So the Kohen, when he's doing the Avodah, to Chugam, Pishas Avodah, Pilpula Bepumi Vovid Avodah. And he wants, and if he sweats profusely, so he'll wash himself with vinegar, which is a temporary hatzola. That means, so in that zman, he's not mizuim anymore. So Rav Ashi is telling us another teretz, but with a wife, so this is good for zmanim. It takes an hour to do the avoide, so he'll be chewing gum an hour, he'll put pilpulim in his mouth an hour, or right before the avoide, he'll wash himself with vinegar. So for that hour, we won't see the zuam of his, even though he is a mizia tomid. Again, we're not married for hours. We're married. This is a kinyan adayat. So, memeila, this he can't be saved. Let us see what Rashi says. So, in Ravashi, Rashi does say pshat, zeya mezuim koromis, lav rumyehi, the kasha doesn't start. Mezuim gufoi masriach. And finished. There's nothing you do. If it's the goof, it's not superficial. So if it's the goof is masrich, she can't do anything, it seems. Ubaodom nami paiso. That's a filobaya koyin. Avulzeye the odom. This is a more superficial mum. Heine peiselas bekanem kediktani esifo alayim. Devshila ovra bikiyua de chamra biyayim keyo this means vinegar. Achiyav davidosu. So this will last till he does the avoida. Pereyach aper nami avul gabi ishe shumedabe imo kolsho. So this is an impossibility that it should be Keseda, she should be in the matzav of not mezuin. Before we see Taisvis, I would like to mention an interesting pshat I saw in Meiri. The Meiri says in Ravashi's Teretz, that yesh takone sheyishav sheif kufay biyayin oy bedvorim hametzachzachim. There are certain tikkunim that one can do oy bevsomim avol ishe shema yovay aleha behesach adas. That's pshat. It seems davke b'shas tashmish the problem was really a problem, and then she won't be able, she'll be Mesiach Das, that she should have prepared herself before with these inyonim. Or then he says something very interesting. Oishemo, kol shohu bekiruv boso ubedibuk nishike en palpul vizangbul maspikin lekach. That means that what is a tikkun for a kohen is not a tikkun for a wife. So memela, so that's pshat in the Gemara. It's not a tikkun whatsoever. Then he says, zeya iveres or zeya sheina iveres. So he wants to say, zeya sheina iveres abo beloy shum sibe shel omol ei teirach ei reiv malbish ei chayli. He says zei oiveres means that it comes through a sibe. Zei shein oiveres, so memeli could always be misalik the sibe. Seems that for pikin it's very unclear. So why by an isha? is it not a momesis because she can't be misalk the sibo all the time? Mesach nish, but that's how the Miri says. Now, let us see Taisvis. Taisvis learned, let's give a shtickel akdomis to understand what bothered Taisvis. Taisvis did not learn like Rashi. That's what the sheet is Mavaya. Rashi learned, Averis means that there's manim when she doesn't sweat, when she doesn't perspire. Taisvis learned Pshat and Rabbi Yossi, Kam bezeya evere sheyochel lahavira yedei rechitzas mayim. That it's a zeya that you wash yourself, you take a shower, rechitzas mayim, is so that will take care of the zeya. Dakati lo yoda de efshel lavuri bikiyua de chamra. Now, Rabbi Yossi did not know Rav Ashi's Eitze, that it goes off with Kiyua de Chamra. In Dach Sechmer, Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. There are mild cases of Zeya, and there are more difficult cases of Zeya. So, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ashi said a medical statement, you know, even the most difficult cases, medically we found an eitzah with vinegar, it does wonders. That was Rabbi Ashi's shtick teure. Rabbi Yossi was unaware of this, that there's such an eitzah, filled by a difficult case of perspiration, there's also an eitzah what to do. Rabbi Yossi was unaware of this. So Rabbi Yossi said, we're speaking about a mild case. A mild case. What's that a mild case? That a veris, a verichitza, you wash yourself and it's finished. So I'll kapon him for an hour, you have menuche. So memele, that's pshat. It's a zeya that is a veris al yedei rechitza. So a koyin, when he does the avoide, So then if he washes himself, he's allowed to do the avodah. And Isha, again, this is good, she'll wash it, but she's married for 24 hours, so you can't, we don't have the stickum. That was Rabbi Yossi's teretz. So Iveres means it's a mild case, that's Iveres Iderich. He didn't know Rabbi Yossi's teretz. Rav Ashi says, don't make an akimta, it's a mild case of Zeya. It's a difficult case of Zeya. But there's always an Eitzah for Zeya. You know, if you have, Kiyua Dachamra, that works in all cases. So Eitzah, don't to say it's Zeya Iveres Eiderech Eitzah. A mild case of Zeya. No, it's talking about all cases of Zeya. But with Kiyua de Chamra, it goes away temporarily. So Memele, so I'm saying the same teretz like you. And it comes out, and this is a problem, and this is Shita says, that's why Taisus is going to say about another pshat. I mean, it comes out between you and me, Rabbi Yossi and Rav Ashi said the same teretz. Zeya can be temporarily niskan. Rabbi Yossi said to a shower. Rav Ashi says to a kiyua de chamra. So they're both saying the same thing. But it comes out they're saying, Rabbi Yossi did not know, was not aware of Rav Ashi's eitzah, so he had to make an akimta. We're speaking about a mild case of zeya, in order that it could temporarily be niskan through rechitza samayim. Rabbi Yossi said the same shtick teira, but he said you don't have to say it's speaking about a mild case, you can be speaking about any case of Zeya, because with Kiyua de Chamra, temporarily, it can be Niska. That's how Taisus learned. Sheyochel avira ide rechitzes mayim. Dakati lo yoda de efshel avuri b'kiyura dechamri. Didn't know about this medical aidset. Da'i loy posle b'kahanim. Now let's go back. So what's the teretz? This doesn't pass l'bekanim shavoyda l'fi show. This is, it's only, the avoid alone is a temporary avoid. It's not, efshishamachit zavayveres. Period. Masha'en kain ishus is a kinyan adayat. Ve'ein l'foresh, but you can't say a different shot, which would be very good, then it wouldn't be like they're both saying the same teretz. Ve'ein l'foresh oiveres sha'asuya lehisrapois, that it could be healed. Ve'ein luki masnisen b'she'ein oiveres. How could you say that the Mishnah is speaking about ein oiveres or ben kvuim ben oivrim k'toni? It says in the Mishnah that by Kahanim there's a psul of Oivrim also. So Oivrim Tais of the Sudafilu can be a healed. Obo Basheru Shom, it's possible. So therefore you can say a different Pshat in Oiveres. I mean, Bemison, this was Rashi's Pshat, Akapona, when it's Oiver, so then a Koyin could do the Avodah. That's a Rashilam. Shataisis wanted to say something similar, that if it is over, it's always kosher. But Taisis says you can't say that because it says ben kvui and ben oivrim. Voideshleim. Then Taisis wants to say, because Taisis did not like his pshat because it's too repetitious. It's mamish. It's only the chiluk between Ravashi and Rabbi Yossi was, Rabbi Yossi was unaware of the new medical discovery. So I mean, that's very modern to say that's the two terutzim of Rabbi Yossi and Ravashi. Vaydishleim the zei iveres shasuyel ischapes. No, tak iveres means that it can go away. Vafilu loy haviro koshel avoyde loy meisi kulahay. A zeya that can be healed is not mos b'shaitoy. Umezuim avi davke zei sheinei averes. That's called mezuim, that there's no etzer for it. Ay, v'hodiktoni ben kvuyim ben oivrim. Ay, I'm saying a shtik teire, that a mum oiver is not a chesor. That's what I'm saying. Shetach nitozoi. A kol mumim diktoni hosim koy. It's not a generality on all mumim. It's speaking about the mumim which the Mishnah mentions. The Mishnah is mentioning certain mumim. Vachi perushe, ben kvuyin sheshnuyim ba'isei Mishnah. Say the kvuyim which are mentioned in that Mishnah, ben oivim sheshnuyim sham. Kegain chavroel, it's a type of blindness, it seems this is unable. These mumim are possible, but not that this is a generality that every chesorim oiver is not a tikkun. It's not true. That's al taisvus lemshat in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara vayta. Hai shume eichi domi. Now we have over here that a sifu aleim, that a wart is a mum. In fact, the Gemara, let's analyze this. Id is boseyo, if there's a hair growing out of the wart, so that seems that's a mum. Hocha v'hocha poslo. So it's poslo by kahanim also. E deloy is boseya, if there's not a hair growing out of the wart. E shum gdoilehi, if it's a large wart, och vahoch poslo. E shum ktanahi, if it's a small wart. E shum ktami, och vahoch loy poslo. The sanya. We learned Shuma Sheyesh Boseya Arezemum. Ein Boseya Gdoila Arezemum. Tane Ein Zemum. Vezu Gdoila. Pershashim Gamliel Adke Isere Talki. That means the size of an Isere Talki. That's a big word. That's a mum. Less than that is not, and there's no sayer, it's not a mum. Oma Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina bo'imedes al padachto. This is a wart that's on her forehead. And Parsha will see in Rashi, and speaking about a small wart. So what was Nischadish in the Teretz? So the Teretz is Nischadish like this. That there's a difference, that means like this. If it wouldn't stick him in it wouldn't be in front of him, mamish on her forehead, small wart wouldn't bother him. But whenever he looks at her, it's there on her forehead, and it seems so, it hits him. So that's a mum. Masha'in came, by a coin and avoide, so it's not what people think of him. Maybe it hits people also when they look at the coin. It's what the Rabbi Nishalam thinks of him. I mean, he has to be tomim by the Rabbi Nishalam. By the Rabbi Nishalam, there's no difference between the forehead and someplace else either. If it's a small wart, this is not considered a mum. But by two people, and it hits him, kesedet, mamish in front of him, on the forehead. So this is a mum. Frech the Gemara, about it is another problem. Padachto, rov and ifayisu. So listen, if this is a mum, he said, the as soon as the first time he saw it, the wart was there, and then he saw, and then he's talking about Nash Ein Lach Alay Mumim. So this doesn't bother him. Amar Apope by Medes Lotachas Kipo Shal Roisha. Bezimn in the Mischas, he bezimn in the Loy Mischas. No, it could be he didn't notice it. It's under the Kippah. Sometimes the keeper moves and it hits him. Sometimes it doesn't move. So it could be Bishas Maise. When they met, the keeper was situated in such a matzah that he didn't notice it. But if he notices it, it's a mum. Let us see Rashi. Beimedes al padachta lo'oilom B'she'ein bo seir. We're speaking about a shumim that's no hair growing out of it. U'bektana, we're speaking about a small shumim. Padachto mitzcho. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omar avchizde ha'milse migavre rabbe shmili. I heard this from a gavre rabbe omoni rabshila. Noshcha kelet, the dog bit her, v'nasa mekaymei tzolekes. So Rashi says, v'nasa mekaymei tzolekes, sh'nisha sham roishim, mishe choyiso hamake. It means after the make healed, there's still tzolekes pindure. There's a crack there, there's a means, even though it healed, but there's something nicker there, there's a crack in the mokim where the maka was, the gmos v'shchitas chulun gabitanek lichels tzolke mitzlek. It means there's a crack there, that means there's still a roishim of that maka. So a gavre rabbe told him, arei zemun. Omar Rav Chizde Kail Ovo Beisho Harei Zemum. A Kail Ovo Zemum Shenema Ki Kailech Orev Umarech Novev. So Orev is a Maile, but Ovo is not only it's she doesn't have the Maile of Orev, but it's disturbing. I didn't understand. Just like the Gemara asked before, by Alpadachta, Rov and Nefayis, so it's also Shom of Nefayis. I mean, when he met her the first time, so they were talking, so he heard the Kailovo, so why, I don't know, Beisach Nishta. Tony Rabnosen Biro. Beinda de isho tefach, that there's a space between the dadim of the isha at tefach, is sova rav ache berei de rove kamei de ravashi lemeima, tefach lemal yuse, that is, means to say that this is the noi of the dadi ha-isha, that they're not close to one another. No, there is a tefach bentayim. That's how Rav Ache understood this memre. Omale Rav Ashi, I got news for you. No, he's not saying of noi, gabi mumentanya. This is amum. If they're so separated that there's a richuk tefach, so that's amum. Vikamo, in what is the noi of the dadim? Marabaye Sholesh Etzbois. That if there's a Richuk of Sholesh Etzbois, that's noy. Tanya Rabinosan Oimer, kol Isha Shedadeo Gasim Mishol Chavrei Seo, Areze Mum. So here the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah says, and the Taz also says this, Mishol Chavrisa means from the other notion, number one. And Gassim means that it's Oruch, it's they're longer than the normal Dadim of Shah Noshim. Harezemu Vekame, Omar Amiyashe, Bar Berei, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishmei, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Tefach. As is a tefach longer than the other dadim, the dadim of Rav Noshim, so that's a mum. Frek the Gemara mi ike ki hai gavne, there is such a thing that the Isha should have such long dadim. So Gemara en, the Omer Rabbe Barbachone, ani reisi arvaya achas, Shivshilo dader lachayreho v'iniko esbino. There is such a thing. There is such a thing. Yeah. Uletzion yeyomer. Ish, now we before we brought a member of Miyashe, so we bring another member. Uletzion yeyomer ish. Ve'ish yulad bo. V'hu yechayneneo elyen. Omer Rab Miyashe bar bereid Rab Yeshua ben Levi. Echot hanoylad bo. We'll see this. Rashi's saying it's going on a post. We have a Yisroin Loshen over here. Echot hanoylad bo. By a person who was born in seeing the echod hametzape liroiso, and a person who wasn't born in seeing, but he yearns to see seeing, is equivalent to a noilet bo. That be what the posik is speaking about. Let us see Rashi. Lamal Yuso, Vochika Maganoya Isha Shedadim of Dolim Tefach, Gabi Mumentanya, Achmasis, and Gabi Mumentanya, Roshiv Zeye, Vishume, Vrechape, Vishamum, and Betefach Ben Shnei Dadi Isha. Vekame Noilo, Vekame Yugasin, Mishal Habrise, Vyemum, Vetsinye Yoma, Mishim Bairi Boramiyashe, Noketlo. Vetsinye Yoma Ish, Vish, Yuladbo. Losid loboy chiyiskayim mikro shekosuf. The posik in Yishaya beibiyu eskolacheichem mincha lashem. Kol mokim sheyimtzu shom Yisrael. He says, all over the world, when the Umisailam will see a Yid, Yemru ha'amim ze b'nei tziyen. This is a ben tziyen. Ze yulad bo nevienu shom. So we'll bring him to tziyen. Ule tziyen kemoi v'yishalu anshe emokim le'ishtoi al'ishtoi. So, Letziyin means Al-Tziyin. That means Al-Tziyin, the B'nai Tziyin is Yayma Ish V'Shulat Bo, or the Bint Tziyin. Echad HaNoilat Bo, Ish Ish Yisere Kadosh. Echad HaNoilat Bo, Echod hametzape l'roiso yikore miboneo. So wherever his yearning is, wherever his heart is, that's where he is. V'yiviyuhu etzlo. And the umes will bring such a person to tziyan. V'yichaynenea elyayin ha-kadosh bo'o yichaynenea liyes elyayin l'mayla kol ha'olam. Tziyan. Omar Abaye, it seems the Mephoshim say Abaye learned a different pshat, or another drosh from Ish v'Ish Yulad Bo. V'chad minayu odif kitrei minon. That a Ish that's Yulad Bo, a person who was born in Eretz Yisrael, lives in Eretz Yisrael, so he's equivalent to two b'nei bovel. An ish a yulad bo is like a ish ve'ish in bovel. Omar rove v'chad, and there the Mephoshim say that avir v'eretz Yisrael machim, so memele he has a yisrain over the b'nei bovel. Omar rove v'chad minon Kisolik lahosam, but if one of the Bnei Bovel go up to Eretz Yisrael, odif kitrei minayu, then one Ben Bovel is better than two Eretz Yisrael dikir. There are different explanations. The others want to say, I think Daniel Yo wants to say, because Ben Emerson, the Bnei Bovel were more miyuchosim than the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So, no, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael had avirad Eretz Yisrael machkim. But if a Ben Bovel goes up to Eretz Yisrael, so he hears his yichus, which makes him more capable to understand Torah, and he hears avirad Eretz Yisrael, so it's like trei minon. Others say the tirche of going up to Eretz Yisrael gives one this mila that is better from Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara brings a meira de kerai da harabi yirmiye. A meira de ke Gemara de chihava hoche when Rabbi Yirmiye was in Bovel lehava yoda my kamri rabon. This can be talpen. He was a failure. He didn't know what the Rabbanim was saying. And Kisolik lohosom korilon bavloi tibshoi. That means he became so much nis'al and looked at what the good b'nei bovel are. So he said that. So you see what if a ben bovel goes up there to Israel, how much he could be mis'al. B'chad minayu b'bnei Eretz Yisrael odef pikhem v'charifen. Zog the Mishnah baita. Hoyu bo mumen bo'oido b'veis avio. She had mumen. And And she was Beveis Aviyah. They found the woman. And the father says, Ha'ov, Tzorch lo viraye, Shemesh nis'arso, Nildu bo mumin halolu. So he has to bring a raya that the mumin were not here by the Erison. And then he can mon like sube. Like this, he can mon. Benistach vo sadeyu. That's what the ov is timing. The ov is timing that this happened later. So if she is bevei sovio, the father has to bring a raya. Nichneso l'rshu sabal. What happens after the nisuim? And now we found the woman. Idabal b'stomis tiny. I don't have to give a ksuvim b'stomis. She had these women before the erusin. Abal tzach lo viraye sha'ad sheloi nisal so hoya bo mumin evil. Bo ye mekri mekach tois. I said, I'm not sure lach a mumin, and it was a mekach tois. Divre rameya. Bechachomim oimrim. Amed vorim amurim b'mumim shebeseisa. Mumim shebeseisa. So then we have a pilpul. When did they come? When did they originate? Avo b'mumim shebegoli eina yochalit. And mumim shebegoli, he can't tie them that the whole pilpul doesn't work when they came, when they originated. Buskeit meron, you saw them. It was love and his pious. That's one thing the Chachamim said. Number two, Nafila Mumin Shebeseisa, which are a problem, Fim Yesh Melchetz Ba'isoi Heir, Af Mumin Shebeseisa in the Yochalita in Ibnei Shuhu Boitko B'Kray Vaisa. There's a Melchetz. So Memele, so they all use the common melchitz, so he could readily find out from his kreivos if she's a balas mum or not. And so Memele, if he married her, it's some of the kibble. That's what the chachamim einan rameyam. Let us see Rashi. Ha'ov tzorich lahovi raya in bole tvoi yeksube mina erison. The ov is coming to tvoi yeksube mina erison. Mize shememayin lekach. He doesn't want to make nesuyin. He found out she has mumin. She wants yeksube. So the ov has to bring a raya that the mumen were noiled after the erusin. Nichnas al loshus abal niseis, it's after the nisuin already. Vuhu bo leitzia bo leksube al mumim shebo. He wants to get rid of him. Because she has mumen. They're going to give her a ksube. About tzach lo viraye eidim, b'kulam aporish pidmot. Amed v'amamun shabal yochali teina la mumim that chali is a tainem. That's tafke mumim shebeseisa. But mumim shebegoli ein yochali tein di yoda v'nispayis. Let us just see Taisvis. V'chachomim oimrim b'amed v'amamun b'mumim shebeseisa. Nira l'rabbeinu Yitzrok, the Rameya loy poliga mumim shebegoli. The Demison, that was the Chachamim say, mumim shebegoli. Hizicha was sova vekibul, Rameya agrees with this. The Maida dain yochalitain, he can't tine it. The Rov and the Fais, he saw them, he observed them, and Akochi was in the spice. We had the Gemara before, that the Gemara tainted this. It was al padachta. So Roven is pious. Vo'oid the ipolig amumin shebegoli. If we will assume that Rameir is choylik anumim shebegoli, im kain maskachas lo simpum ba'avodim, b'mumim shebegoli Rameir, loipolig elo b'yesh melchit. So, the Gemara and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, es akashe, that an eved is an arusa does not eat tume. The din is that an arusa does not eat tume because maybe he'll find mumin. So it's kedusha toys. An eved eats tume. So the Gemara says, why isn't there the same shash? Maybe he'll find mumin. So the Gemara says, simpum bavodim leke. There's no mumin by an eved. If it's mumim mibachutz akachozilei, so he sees it. So if he bought the yabed, so it doesn't bother him. If it's pnimistikim mumim v'skaitem on, the yabed has mumim. As is the Gemara. So the Gemara said for a dover poshet that if someone sees mumim and he purchases him. So there's no taina that he has a mum. Al kochor sova v'kibul. So if we will say that's good for the machloikas between the Rameya and the Chachomim over here, the Chachomim said if it's a mum shebegoloi, the Chachomim said if it's a mum shebegoloi, they said that that there's no tainus mumim. If we'll say Rameya is chaylik, so let's go back to that Gemara. So it's shayich. Be a mum shebegoli, and somehow, b'shas ma'ase, he didn't realize it, and now he's tiny, gets a mekach toys. So Taisus, al kochoch, is ois gespart, this is a dava muskim. Voloi polig ala b'yesh melchitz. That's the machloikus Rameya and the chachamin. Is that called mumin also sova v'kibol? That means there was an oifen how to find out by Mumisha Beseisa. And so do we say, so Mustami Zichah did all the research that he could have done in Memela, so it's, he was aware of these Mumim Besovikibul, or maybe not. Avo Mumim Shebegoli Ein Yochalite. The Chachamim Tain, and Taisi said before, Ramey has also made it to this, that mumim shebegoli ain't a yochalite. Tema l'rav de muki kula mas nisen kamsa v'nimsa leh nedorim bekitsha al tenai. He says, Rav learns that Kansov, Nimsala Mumim is speaking about, this is a Hisof Andaresh. Amenash ain't Alecha Mumim, but Nimsa Mumim, so she's not Mekudish. Kansa, but what is if he made Nisuin, so he's saying other ways to be lost, be lost, Nus, and then he was Mabata. So, but the Mishnah is speaking about when he was masna behed yom nashen lechamumim is the muki kol masisim comes to him to learn the dorim bekitchal tanai ma shayich lechalig bein mumin shebeseis ala mumin shebegoli hoil behisna manashen ba mumim. What sucks to me? You're telling me a dreidel. Hey, so, it was Makabo. By the Kiddushin, he said, Rocho Bitchaktan. He said, Amanash ain't a lechemum. So what are you telling me dreidel? He saw it was Makabo. He said, Amanash ain't a lechemum. So what's the mile of Goli? Venir le Rajbe, d'chshehisno, now, if he saw, if the mum was begoli, and he saw the mum, so, and he's still going on with the kedushin, so al kolchoch, he was mekabel that mum, or else what are you going on? What are you making kedushin with at night? You see, she has a mum. V'nir l'rashbet, l'chshehisno, loy al mumim shebegoli niskaben,
He wasn't miskaven on mumim shebegoli, dois and roven is pious. Elo al mumim sheroin, sheloiro on is kaven. He's mechaven on the mumim that he didn't see. Chsheyeshnami melchitz boiseir islo lemeima, according to the Chacham, shleihisne alamum shein nivdokim ayedei melchitz. There are certain mumim which one cannot find out who the melchitz also gerechapeh v'nichpeh kavur leizman. V'koi, some emeilem, the Chachamim are going bein arshus ha'ov, bein arshus ha'bal, v'chikoma, ein yochel litoin afilo hevi ha'bal raye ein emoye leiklum. That afilo the Baal will bring a raye. Here it says the Baal can't tie them, unless he brings a raya, so he says, Afili brings a raya, that she didn't have the mum b'shas eiris, and she got the mum later, afal pikein, if it's mum b'shabagoloi, it's not a chesom. Zog to Gemara, taime the maisi ho'ov raya. The reisha said, that the father said that these mumim were noiled after the erison. That's what the father said. The father's a bori. The husband says, I don't know, could be they were before the erison, so it's a mekach tois. Now, so we have here a bori v'shema with a cheskes aguf. That means a chazoke is with the father. That means chazoke, she was born without mumin. So Mamela, so Cheskes Aguf is telling me that Mistoma, the later we can stoop off the latest Amumin, we stoop it off. That's Cheskes Aguf. So we have over here in the Reisha, the father said, he's telling the Oros, Bishas Eiris, and she didn't have any mumim. Now he found mumim, yeah, this happened after the Eiris, and the Stachva Sadecha. That's what the father's tiny. So it says, so you have a Bori Vishema with a Cheskes Aguf, va'af al Pikein, it says that the father has to bring a Raya, and without a Raya, the father is not Nemon, and she can't be Goyvek Subit. Time of the Maisi of Raya. Holoi maisi of raya abal mehemo. Moni rabbi shui dom alay mi pionu chayim. So our mission is going according to rabbi shui. Let us see Rashi. Abal mehemo. The oma hoyul visofiku imitose imla. The Baal is tiny. I don't know when she got them. I said, I'm not sure like a woman. I see now she is woman. You're telling me she got the mumim after the erison. Well, I'm not so naive. I don't know about it. So memele is, I don't know about it, is hamen mumim al chaskosa. You want to be made sexube, is hamen mechaber al avarai. So who is the Mishnah going according to? Moni Rabbi Shui, the Omer v'peri kame. He emeres misherastani nenasti. She's tining. By the Nesumim we find she's not a Bu'ula, she's not a Psula, so she says 100%, Misherastani Nenasti. That someone knows Ma'anas me after the Erison, is Tachva Sadecho. V'u'oimer Atshiloi Eresticho. Over there also there's a Bori V'Sheme with a Cheskes Aguf. So Rabbi Yeshua said, let me pioni chayim. She'tehene menis, alahamid momen al Cheskosoi. Over there in the first Perik, I don't know, was she a Psula b'shas Eirisen? Was she a Bula b'shas Eirisen? I don't know. Hamida guf al cheskosu shol kaidum lachain. So why did say she was born a psula? But I know the psula. I don't say that. So I don't say bori v'shemo with a cheskos aguf is strong enough to be mitzi momen. Bochinami lemrin and hamid al guf as cheskosu b'lei momen eldo. So al kolchoch from the reisha of our Mishnah, we see that from the reisha of our Mishnah, we see that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, that a bori v'shemo with a cheskes aguf is not strong enough to be meitzimom. Aim a seifa. Now let's see the seifa of the Mishnah. Nichneso l'rshus habal. It was nichneso l'rshus habal. That what, she's on the sewer already. And the Baal found mumen. Now the Baal says that, that they weren't here, that these mumen were around from even before the Erisons. I don't know what ksuba. Ha Baal tzorich lohavirai. So it says in the Sefer, the Baal has to prove it. You said a statement, prove it. If you don't prove it, I'll say fakel. That the mumim were noiled after the erisim nistach v'sadecho. Taimi de maisi abal raya, holoi maisi abal raya ha'ov mehemon. So why is the ov nehemon? Because it's a bori v'shemo with a cheska saguf. Oson l'ram gamliel, the omar nehemenes. So it's a shrek. He says the reish is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. And the Sefer seems to be going according to Ram Gamliel. Omar Abelozo Tavret Taka Kashe. Taka Gut Kashe. No, Misha Shonizu, Loi Shonizu Taka. It's Taka with the Reish is according to Rabbi Yeshua, and the Sefer is according to Ram Gamliel. Zot Rashi. Osan l'ram gamliel domar osam hina menes te chazok et de gufa adife bor v'shemot achaskas aguf can be made simam tavre kashe reishe le seif mishe shanazu le shanazu reishe l'ab yeshua v'hu adin l'nichnes aloshu sabal so you also won't be mechuyif to pay bring a raya that the mumim were nailed after the yeresen the Sefer L'Ram Gamliel, that fakir, that the Ov is Nehemon, v'u adin lo'ide be'vesvi, she'en lo notam l'chalik b'noide be'vesvi, l'nichneso l'chupe. What does Taisa say? Tavre perish Rabbein Chanan l'shvua. Fine. Now, let us go a little further. Omar Rovet, Loi taime Rabbi Yeshua loi ozel boso chazoke de gufe klal. Don't say that Rabbi Yeshua does not go boso cheske saguf. No, he does go boso cheske saguf. Elo ke loi ozel Rabbi Yeshua boso chazoke de gufe echadike chazoke de mamayin. Aval echadileke chazoke de mamayin o ozel Rabbi Yeshua boso chazoke de gufe. That means a cheskes aguf, Rabbi Yeshua also holds you go boss a cheskes aguf. He's goyres cheskes aguf. And we'll see in Taisvis that cheskes aguf is goy stark. But it can't be mighty moment from a muzik, that's all. It's not strong enough to be mighty moment from a muzik. But if you won't have a muzik and you have a cheskes aguf, Rabbi Yeshua will be the first one to say you go boss a chazok. Now, where do we see this? Oz Rabbi Yeshua Bosa Chazok in the Gufa. The Sanya. We learned a Baraisa. This is Negeda, this week's Parsha. In Baheres Koidem L'Seya Lovo. If the first was a Baheres. And then a Seya Lovon, a Seya Shocher Nishapach Liyes Lovon afterwards. It's Tome. That's a Simen Tome. I say a shocher that was nishapach liyis lovon after the nega was here. That's a cementum. Im say a lovon koidem lebaheres. What is if there was first a say a lovon? And then the Beharis came. Toyer. So that's not a Simen Tumah. Say Lovin alone is not a Simen Tumah. Yid HaShocher Shenisapach Liyas Lovin from the neck. Sofek. What if it's a Sofek? That means I see a Beharis. I see a Say Lovin. And the Kohen does not know the time what came first. Did the Beharis come first? So it's Tumah. It's a muchlet if the sale of them came first, so it's punished. It's not, it's toil. Sofik tome. So the Tanakama holds that this is tome. The Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Keo. And Rabbi Yeshua says Keo. My Keo or my Rabbi Keo Tohel. That means that it is toil. So let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Leitem Rabbi Shuli also Bosa Chazogaduk of a Klal of a Mokim Shein Cheskes Momne Medes Negdo La Krisha. Aheich Adika Chazok Ede Momoino Ay Medes La Negdo Ki Hoche. Then Rabbi Shua holds, you don't call Bosa Cheskes Aguf. But if there's no Cheskes Momen, you do go Bosa Cheskes Aguf. Tomei, if this Beheres came first, it's Tomei, doch iksiv kro, seye lovon be Beheres. Rabbi Shua mar keye ken mefor shabe, keye toyer, hareyu ki keye anega, mim hareyu shu toyer. It doesn't have a mara nega, that means a sofig is equivalent like there's no mara nega. Umishem Ramosha Darshan Shamati Rabishua Kiho, not Keho, Kiho. My Kiho Omarabe Kiho Vetir, Kloimer, Kiho Bedovo, Venechla Kaleem Vetir, Kodom Shin Niku Shinov Al Odom Shemashkich Ledvorov. So that's the lotion. Hemetosimeter Skoinim Rabishua Kiho Tir. Alma Hamid Haguf al cheskosoi, v'loi tetamenu misofik. So we see that Rabbi Yeshua goes bosa cheskas haguf, if there's no cheskas momen kenegdo. Now I'd just like to learn one taisvis, and then just a few horas, and then I'm shemolgen that abyssal will get a little clearer. Aval heiche de leke chazoke de mamoina ozel bosa chazoke de gufe. Perish. Afal gav. Now what is Rove telling us that Rabbi Yeshua goes bosa chazoke de gufe? So what is he telling? Go bosa chazoke de gufe? No, he's telling us that there's an alimus in cheska saguf. Af al gav de ike chazoka acheres kineget cheskes aguf. No. Even though there's a chazoka acheres kineget cheskes aguf, ki hocho. The belav cheskes momain yesh chazoka acheres. Da amideno becheskes pnuyo. That means we have a shaila, when were the mumin noilat? Were the mumin noilad before the Erisin? So my mele, so she's never got married. It's Kedushay Toys. He made it tonight. Or were the mumin noilad after the Erisin? Now, on this shaila, I have two stira de kebirurim. Cheskas Haguf says she was born without mumin, so mistama by the Erisin. She also didn't have mumin. Cheskas Haguf says that Kol's man, we could say there was no ishtanis in the goof, so we say that she was without mumin. So kochach, the mumin came later. That's what Cheskas Aguf is telling me. Cheskas Pnuya is telling me, I mean, she wasn't married before. Now I have a shaila, did she become married, or didn't she become married? So I have to assume Cheskas Pnuya, just like before she was a Pnuya, now she's also a Pnuya. So what does that mean? So that means, asakocha, the woman were before. So I have here a conflict between a cheskas pnuya and a cheskas haguf. And on that, Rav said that Rabbi Yeshua goes Bosa Cheskes Haguf. Perish. Ava Gavdi Kechazoka Cheres. Keneged Cheskes Haguf. Ki Hochom. The Belav Cheskes Momen. Yesh Chazoka Cheres. Tamidena Becheskes Pnuye. Afal Pikein. Rabbi Yeshua goes Bosa Cheskes Haguf. The darky kike cheskes momen loyalima le cheskes ku aguf keneged cheskes momen. Aval heiche de leke cheskes momen alima le cheskes aguf mishach azokis. That's what Rav is coming to tell us. So Rav Shmuel wants to say, what's the difference between cheskes pnuye and cheskes aguf? So it would seem, doesn't want to remain with us, but just let's to learn to the Taisvis, that he wants to say that a cheskes pnuye is a chazok in halacha. It's halacha dike chazok. Is she married? Is she not married? A cheskes haguf is epis, not in halachas, it's in the ishtanes haguf. So for some reason, a cheskes haguf is stronger than a cheskes pnuye. That's how we learn Poshib Shat. The like Shum Chazok Echers connect the Ma'osalash means what is Rabbi telling us? Pshita dozel bosa cheskes aguf, kiven de ein dovo makrisho. So agav urche, Rav Shmuel asks Akash on this Pshat, if we will say that we're learning it blindly, but al kaponim, cheskes pnuye is a chazoke in halachas. We say that the same halacha that applied before remains. Before she was a pnuye, she's still a pnuye. Cheskes haguf is a chazoke in the guf adobo. This is not halachas. It's more megushim de kechveis. So the pashtus and taisvus is, Shua holds that a cheskes haguf is stronger than a chazok in halacha. So he says, if that is pshat and taisus, there's a big problem. What's the big problem? The Gemara says, how do we know b'chlal the makir of chazok? We learn from nega. That means the kohen comes into the house, and he looks at the nega, and it had a sheer grease, a chveis, and then he went out, shuts the door, he says it's tummy. Like the Gemara, but how does the Kohen know that when he shut the door, that the gris is, that the nega are still the same size? Now, what is that chazoke? L'chayre, this chazoke is, cheskes haguf. So if you'll say that there's a difference in halacha, in alimis, between cheskes haguf and a chazok and aloche, so how do we know b'chlad is such a need of a chazok and aloche? The mekir of chazok is cheskes haguf, is nega. So how do we know b'chlad that there is such a need of chazok of aloche also, chazok and dinim? V'ahi nami de maisi ke chazok achers connect the k'moy shevorish. But now the Ri is a kash. The heichi motzul ameim di lav cheskes momen dahoche. Have oz Rabbi Yeshua bosel cheskes haguf. He says, so what is Rav saying? Rav is saying that the whole ma'akev of is the cheskes momen. But if there wouldn't be a cheskes momen, we'd have a cheskes haguf that's saying that the mum came later. There's a cheskes pnuye that is saying that the mum was here earlier. We'd go bosa cheskes haguf. Frektois v'esvavi chode b'mokim tarti de'is lo lemei mamideno b'cheskes pnuye. There are two chazokis that are telling us that the mum came before. V'chitei ma'adera b'hamedoiso b'cheskes shleime. Bahashtu de nasimum, are mum lefonech. We have a chazoke bahashtu. So we have here a chazoke bahashtu. Now there is a mum. And we have a chazoke de mikore that she was before pnuya. And we have a cheskes haguf that saying that she became a balas mum later. So this is tati l'reyese. So Taisa says, by tati l'reyese, you don't call bosa a chazoke. Dechi agav l'cheshvine tati l'reyese, gabi mikve shenimdad v'nimtza chosa, tamrine kol tare shenasa al gabo, v'lemafre, v'emishus yech, v'emishus arab, t'meyeis, So what is Taisus Kasha? So Taisus is asking a Kasha as follows. You have a mikveh. 1 o'clock in the afternoon there was a showing. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it was a chosa. Now, I was toivel kalem 4 o'clock. Now, what was it 4 o'clock? Was it chosa or mole? Now, so l'chay, you have a chazoke that's telling me, the mikveh, I have a chazoke that's telling me that Mustama became chosa 5 to 5. I mean, that's the chazoke of the mikveh. I have a cheskas tome of the kalem. Let's say that there was no tvila. I have a chazoke dahashta reichosa lefonecha. So you see, if you have two chazokes connected one, you mevatel the one. Fraktach toisvis, I have here two chazokes connected the one. Forget about cheskas moment. I have here a cheskas pnuyo, and she never got married. This is her equivalent to cheskas tume, that the kelim were tume. I have here a rei mum lefonech, and I have a chazoka dash, and now she has a mum. That's equivalent over there, a rei chosel lefonech. So I have a gemore that two against one is, achiram lahatoi, she go bosa the two. So fektoch tois, so what's pshat in Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua says that it will be a cheskas haguf, connected the cheskas pnuye and the chazoke dahashi go bosa cheskas aguf. That's called tat el reis. Gabi mikvish nimde nimse chos. The marine called tar shenas al gabal mafre. Bein bishus yoch, bein bishus arab and tmeis. Mishum dikel amay ma'amit tomi al cheskos. Ve'ein b'loi tovo. Chitay ma'amid mikval cheskos, ha'im alay chos, ha'i chos alofonecho. V'nira l'rashbo, t'cheskas pnuye l'chshive klal chazoke l'gabi cheskas haguf. So Taisva says that cheskas pnuye l'gabi cheskas haguf is commandless. It doesn't even add up to two. So l'chayre, if we will assume pshat, not understanding the imekad dvorim, we will assume pshat that there's a cheskas haloche, and then there's a cheskas haguf. So somehow that's the elimus, a cheskas haguf is better than a chazok of dinim. So frek de shmeitze over there, you also have a cheskas haguf. That means the mikveh was once a sholem. That's a cheskas haguf. The kalim were tmeim. That's a chazok of dinim. And then you have chosel lefanecha and herei mum lefanecha. So what is Taisva saying? Taisva saying that a cheskas pnuye keneged cheskas aguf, you don't say tartil l'reis. So here also we have cheskas, a chazok of dinim, and a chazok of dahashti keneged a cheskas aguf, and there we do say tartil l'reis. So what is Pshat and Taisvis Teres? So I just want to mention what the Shmeitzer says, and we'll stop here. So the Shmeitzer says as follows. The Shmeitzer says, Zera Sheinabot. He says that a mikveh that was a sholem and now became a chosel, there's no cheskas a guf over there. Because the guf didn't change. He says, that would you're missing 5 drops. That's not called that there was a change. That means this doesn't, if you'll have an apple and it now became a bit, so now it changed. But if you have 2 million drops, before you had 2 million drops, and now you have 1 million, and there's a mashu less, than 2 million, that's not cool that the goof changed. So there, it's not considered a cheskas aguf. So there you can say tal tel reyesa. Here you have a cheskas aguf, you can't say tal tel reyesa.